Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Big day, big days, actually, in Woodstock, Illinois, and the Groundhog Days Committee Chairman is Rick Bellairs. Rick is there right now. What's happening? Morning, Rick.
Happy Groundhog Day, Bob. How are you?
I'm anxious to find out what's going on at the moment there.
Right now, the polka band is playing. We're having our official breakfast ceremony with guests and dignitaries. We had the ceremony on the square this morning with our groundhog, and Woodstock Willie did see his shadow, forecasting six more weeks of winter.
30 years ago today, the movie came out, and was all of it filmed there in Woodstock, Rick?
Pretty much. The scene where he's stuck in a blizzard and gets out to argue with the state patrol, that was over near Waukegan. The scene where they crash the pickup truck with the groundhog into a quarry, as Bill is trying to end Groundhog Day, that was filmed out in Love's Park. There's a scene that was filmed at a German restaurant in Elgin. It's where I think his brother, Brian Doyle Murray, was choking on something, and Bill Murray comes over and saves him. So that was in Elgin. Other than that, it's like 95% all filmed right here in Woodstock.
I remember years ago talking to Harold Ramis, who directed the movie, about the casting of Bill Murray, and Harold told me he really wanted Bill for the part because there is that dark side to him, and that's what he wanted for the character, and he sure got it, didn't he?
Yeah, he played the part well, and you know, Harold and Bill worked well together for many years, and it's become sort of a classic movie. The number of people that we get coming, not just from across the country, but at this morning ceremony, we had people from Spain, Germany, Estonia, Mexico City. These people come because they love the movie and they want to go and see where it was filmed. And so the movie has certainly resonated with people, and it seems like its popularity just grows and grows. It's more popular today than it was when it came out 30 years ago.
Yeah, there are a lot of meanings, religious meanings, that have been sort of talked about with that movie, and the screenwriter will probably be talking about that. You've got him appearing this weekend, don't you?
Yes, yeah, so for our 30th anniversary, it was special to have Danny Rubin come back. It's nice to talk about Harold Ramis and Bill Murray and all, but without Danny Rubin, who wrote the screenplay, we wouldn't be celebrating Groundhog Day in Woodstock. So Danny's here. He took part in our ceremony this morning with the groundhog, and this afternoon he's giving a talk in the Woodstock Opera House. It's at 2 o'clock. It's free, and he'll be telling, you know, the origins of how he came to write Groundhog Day and working with Harold Ramis and more.
You're what, like 45 miles northwest of Chicago?
Yeah, probably 60 miles. So we're on the Metra Northwest train line, about an hour and a half from downtown. We're about an hour northwest of O'Hare. You take I-90 and get off at the Huntley exit at Route 47 and drive 20 minutes north. And there you are in Woodstock, Illinois. And all of our festivities and most of the filming took place right around the town square.
You've got all these activities this weekend. What happens the rest of the year in Woodstock?
We all just go to sleep like the groundhog. But, you know, it's funny. You know, we draw the biggest crowd for Groundhog Day this weekend. But people come throughout the year wanting to pick up one of our maps and walk around and see some of the places in the movie that are memorable that we've put plaques on. People come throughout the year. And so we've gone a step farther. We've stretched Groundhog Day from just being February 2nd, our events will run right on into the weekend with guided walking tours, and we've got the movie on the big screen at Classic Cinema's Woodstock Theater. So we've got a bags tournament out in a beer garden out in the snow, bingo, pub crawl. We've got events all into the weekend.
Rick Bellairs is the Groundhog Days Committee Chairman, and if the name Bellairs sounds familiar, it was your dad, Mal, on Chicago radio for many years, wasn't he, Rick?
He was. Thanks for remembering, Bob. He was on a number of stations in the very early years. Primarily then, he started at WBBM probably 1953 or so. until 1969. When WBBM switched to all news, he didn't want to do that and bought his own radio station in Crystal Lake and moved out this direction. Ran the radio station in Crystal Lake and then acquired the FM station in Woodstock for a number of years before retiring himself.
One of the great voices in Chicago broadcasting history, for sure. Rick,
people mention to me either White Fence Farm commercials or my dad's Christmas show that he did every year.
Yeah, White Fence Farm. Yeah, they're still going strong, aren't they?
Yeah.
Rick, good talking to you. Enjoy the weekend there. 30th anniversary of the release of the movie Groundhog Day. And Bill Murray, we should repeat his great line here. In the words of weatherman Phil Connors, people are happy to stand around freezing their butts off, waiting to worship a rat.
Happy Groundhog Day, Bob.
Thanks for talking to us. Take care.
Yep. It's